Thank you for calling IFM Billing Services. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Donna Levin. I'm confused about myself. And then it's very confusing because I got a bill. It was not adding up with what my insurance company sent me about from the EOB. And then it looks like I got a bill from collections for you guys for a different amount too.
Could you please? I'm so sorry. Could you please confirm your date of birth?
Why don't I just give you the bill, the ID number on the bill? Could I do that?
So sorry. Come again.
Is this the billing department for MFM?
Yeah, is this a billing department? But I have to pull up the records to let you know.
Okay. Can I give you the ID number or the reference number?
ID number, let me see that because I need a date of birth for pull up records, but let me see. Could you please help me with that ID number?
32202, A as in apple, 9.
I'm so sorry. No, this will not work. First, I have to pull up the records, so I need a date of birth.
I don't like giving my date of birth over the phone, so can't I use the ID? It says reference the ID number.
Let me ask from my senior then. Thank you so much. Could you help me with the last name then?
Levin, L-E-V-I-N.
So sorry, come again.
Is there someone else I can speak to, please?
Let me transfer it.
Hey, this is Rick. How is it going for you today?
Okay. Is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to pay a bill, and I need to understand because it's the amount on the bill that I got from MFM, and the amount that my insurance company of my EOB, and the amount of I then got something from a collections agency, which actually is weird because I never got it. It's a completely different amount, and I never got a bill for that amount. So
okay, just if you can help me with your patient account or your date of birth or your name, then I can pull up the account and explain you the charges.
Okay, so it's Donna Levin, and can I give you my ID number?
Yeah, that would work, yeah.
Okay, because the other person couldn't seem to do that. 322-02, A as in apple, 9808.
Okay, just give me a minute. And your date of birth is August 23rd, 1964, right?
That's fine. I'm not going to say, I don't like to say it on.
I do get that, I do get that, yeah. No worries, I see you have a balance of 9783, and that is with the collection. And then there is an outstanding balance of 110, so that will be a total of 207.83. Just give me a minute. Let me open up the claim.
Yes, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that 97 is about.
Okay.
Because I don't have anywhere, but it doesn't matter. This is what I got. I hadn't gotten a bill from you or anything. I'm like, it was, and what my tough sent me was you owe $2.31. So I had to wait. I got your next bill. I got the bill that I understand as a 207.83, and then finally everything on my TUF website caught up. So can I just pay the whole 207.83 to you?
Yeah, but just let me have a review on the claims because I do see that there is an outstanding balance from the visit April 16th of 2025. And that was a lab.
What was?
Sorry?
It was
a lab.
9783, you're saying it's from that?
Yeah, it is from that, yeah. That is from a past visit,
I guess I'm not really sure why it would be separate.
Just give me a minute. Yeah, because it is from the recent bill you received was from a recent date of service, and both of the claim on April 16, 2025. There was a lab. Yeah, all of that was a lab test, and there is an outstanding of 53.
Yeah, I understand, mm-hmm. but the thing is, it never came.
You never received a bill. Yeah, I do got that. Mm-hmm.
No, and never received a bill from you guys. And so I got that, but then I just got this. And when because unfortunately, if I go on your website,
mm-hmm.
I can't really see, like, because they're labs, I was like, I don't understand why that amount seems weird, right? If I'm just looking, and because it just had copay,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm able to see it. I understand why I owe all.
Mm-hmm.
So can I just pay it to you, even though some of it's already in that collection, which mm-hmm. is weird because
you never got a bill for that. Uh huh.
Yeah, and so I was like, what is going on?
Okay,
and then I was asking. This is the only day I can call. So,
mm-hmm.
but it just happened that I got left yesterday when I checked my mail. I got your thing. So today, I just, it's the only day off that I could have called.
So you want to make the payment in full, right? Just give me a minute. And
yeah, I just rather pay it. But you know what I mean? I just wasn't
yeah.
going to pay before I knew why I was.
Yeah, I think I see that there was one bill sent out, but it might have been not on paper. You might have received an email for that bill.
I didn't receive anything. I don't receive emails.
Ah, so you just receive so you receive a bill on paper every time.
Usually I receive a bill on paper, yes. I know I like to go paperless, but I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you last year this was a real, like, the
uh-huh.
confusing
uh-huh.
because there's been problems between what you guys have said I
then,
owe and then
mm-hmm.
what my insurance company says I owe.
Mm-hmm.
So I wait till it all gets figured out.
Together, yeah.
So, but yeah, so I never received anything about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I never
mm-hmm.
received it from my insurance company either. So now but today I just went online and I can see it's online. But I didn't even receive an EOB about it from my insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know I owed it. I mean, I knew I owed something.
Something
I was waiting
yeah.
to find out what I owed. I obviously knew I owed the copay, but I was like,
but yeah, if you haven't had any bill, you would have no idea that you owed us this thing, yeah.
Right. Like I said, I knew I was going to owe something
mm-hmm.
Because I knew I owed some copays,
mm-hmm.
and also I knew I would owe something for the blood test, but I never got it. I just got this now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I would just like to clear out. So you want to make the payment in full, and you are going to make the payment for the collection as well, right?
With you, yeah. I'm just going to
yeah,
pay.
$97.83.
Altogether, I owe. Well,
that
I owe
will be $207.83. Yep, that will be the total, yeah. Yeah, that will be the total. $207.83. So if you can just help me with your card number, then you can go ahead with the payment. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it is 4839.
Okay, just a minute. 4839 5012. Mm-hmm.
4391.
Mm-hmm. 2926. So that will be 4839 5012 4391 2926. And the date on the card is?
The expiration?
Yeah, expiration, yeah.
So, July 2026.
July 26. And the name on the card is Donna, right? It will be your name.
Donna A. Right.
Okay. Okay, just kidding. And if you can please confirm your billing address.
47 Dillis Street, Worcester,
mm-hmm.
Mass. 01604.
Okay, just give me a minute. I'm just going to go ahead and make the payment. Yeah, it's all good to go. And I'm just going to send you a receipt on your email. The one I have over here is donut2727@gmail.com.
That's 2727, yes, at gmail.com.
Okay, I just sent out the receipt to you. Yep, so it should all be good to go, yeah. So everything has been cleared out, yeah. Yep, no worries, yeah.
Okay,
have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.